Howdy folks, welcome to another episode of I Hope This Doesn't Suck. Today we're going to be talking about a couple different things, but first things first, Happy New Year to all of you out there. Pretty awesome, it's 2019 now, which, wow, 2018 went by extremely fast, that's what I'll say. Probably the best year of my life, thankfully, and I know everybody on Instagram is kind of like, it was the best year of my life. Like, oh my God, I got to go do so many things and experience so many things. And I can't really get into the reason why it was the best year of my life, but I have to say it was absolutely the best year of my life. 2019, my goal is to really start pumping out this podcast, the other podcast Lucas and I do, A Decade Under the Influence, and really just kind of focus my creative efforts a little bit more. Try not to get so worn out so easily. And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things going on. Do a lot more video work, do a lot more photo work. By the end of 2019, I really, really want to get the freelance business kind of, underway. I'm very excited about it, nervous. And, you know, I said the same thing in 2018, but I feel like I have a much better basis, in which to do it. I feel like I can make a lot more happen in 2019 with what I know now versus what I knew then. You know, I've been doing a lot of engagement shoots lately, been doing a lot of video shoots lately. Plan on making that other Instagram as soon as I possibly can. But, you know, it's all a timing thing. Albuquerque has gotten slammed with a blizzard. In fact, at the time that I'm recording this, there's like a lot of snow outside. I'm not 100% sure on inches, but it is a lot of snow. That's what I'll say. It's a thick amount of it, thick with three C's amount of snow outside right now. In fact, when I was driving home from work today, I was going down San Mateo. If you live in Albuquerque, you know where that is. If not, you know, just imagine it, whatever. And there's a light on San Mateo right before Montgomery. Now, I was trying to stop at this light, and my brakes were literally like, oh, look at all this ice on the ground. You're not stopping, bud. So I just had to slide my way through, and it was absolutely terrifying. And it's not looking like it's going to be letting up either. It's still snowing as I'm speaking. So pretty crazy, actually, considering Albuquerque is not necessarily known for its winter climate. But yeah, so pretty insane stuff there. But yeah, it's the new year, guys. I mean, you know, a lot of people, I feel like at this point, would probably start reflecting on their 2018, like, oh man, so many things happened. It was crazy. I got to do all these things. But I feel like focusing more on the future is just a lot more beneficial than trying to live in the past. Because, you know, I can say like, oh man, I did all these really cool things. And I did, you know, I met a lot of cool people and I got to do one of the most important things in my life, which I cannot get into. But I think that, you know, looking towards the future is far more important than trying to relive what you've already done, right? Because what good does that do you? You know, I feel like right now my efforts are so focused because I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for 2019. I'm excited to see where everything goes, not just with myself, but also with my son. Like, he's doing incredible, incredible things in school, and he's so smart, and it's insane to see. And he'll be starting first grade this year, and it's just really, really wild. But I feel like having that mindset of, you know, I really just want to make this an awesome year is going to be a lot better than thinking like, you know, for instance, on Instagram, they have their top 9 thing and I did it just like everybody else. But I feel like looking at that, it just makes me think like, well, will I be able to match this? And the truth of the matter is whether I am or not, it doesn't really matter, right? Like you can live with your past accomplishments and really just hold on to those as much as you can, or you can focus on making new accomplishments. And I feel like that's a lot better than focusing on the past. But so there's my little rewind of 2018. But yeah, like I said, a lot of crazy stuff going on right now outside, a lot of snow. I have a ton of pictures that I've taken of the snow since it started. Haven't even gotten a chance to like upload them to my computer, back them up, edit them, much less post them anywhere. So look for those hopefully tomorrow. I'm not 100% sure if I will be having to go to work tomorrow because I'm not 100% sure I'd make it to work tomorrow. But look for those hopefully tomorrow. And we're going to be recording a new episode of A Decade Under the Influence tonight. Super excited. We're going to be doing spoiler, I guess. I don't know, Sergeant Pepper's. And then we're going to follow that with a new series. Super excited about that one as well. Called Currently, where we start reviewing, you know, current albums. Part of the fun of our podcast is going back and reviewing older albums and stuff like that. But I also feel like it's necessary to review these newer albums. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, A Decade Under the Influence is a podcast between myself and Lucas Lowry Ross. That's our music podcast where we review Lucas's top 10 albums from 2010 all the way up to 2020. So we're going to be doing a real deep dive into a lot of these albums. We also do A Decade Rewind where we go over albums. That's what we're doing tonight with Sgt. Pepper's, because obviously that didn't come out after 2010 or during or in 2010, where we go over older albums that we still really love and have been influential. We did one on Neutral Milk Hotel, which is my personal favorite episode still to this day. And super excited to kind of jumpstart that back up. You know, we've been taking a little bit of a break. Both of us work in the same place, and it just gets crazy, and it's hard to stay on a consistent schedule. But that's hopefully another thing about 2019 that will change, is have a little bit more of a consistent schedule when it comes to A Decade Under the Influence, just as well as I hope this doesn't suck. But yeah, I mean, a lot of cool stuff. Like I said, I'm really trying to bump up the freelance business. If you know anybody who wants photos taken, like engagement photos, family photos, whatever kind of photos you want, send them my way. I'll make sure they get a good fair price. They'll get some great photos. It'll be a really good time. Same thing goes for video work. I've been really, really loving doing video work for others. I did a lot of work for the CBD Boutique. They recently had me do 3 videos for them for their holiday thing. And then I'm also doing some stuff for another CBD shop that I won't name. Yeah, super excited about all that stuff. I might get to travel to Denver again, for another video shoot, which would be really, really cool. But yeah, folks, I just kind of wanted to get back on here. Like I said, I want to be more consistent with I Hope This Doesn't Suck, but that means that there'll probably be slightly shorter episodes. If you got used to the, you know, the hour and a half, 2 hour long interview format, I'm still going to have those throughout the year. It's just all about the technicalities of doing the interviews remotely and finding the guests and all that stuff. If you know anybody who'd like to be on, tell them to hit me up. I would love to have them on. And, but yeah, so folks, if you know anybody who you think would dig this podcast, please share with them. You know, that's the only way that I can do anything with this is through you guys. And to all my listeners as of right now, thank you guys so very much again for continuing to support and listen to this podcast. It really does mean the world. And you guys definitely made 2018 a good year as well. Again, not living in the past, but I sincerely appreciate you guys, and tell your friends, all that kind of good stuff. But if you're listening during the daytime, if you're listening during the nighttime, I hope it's a good time. And well, that's it.